This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.
Hello, my name is Belinda Ross. I live in Denmark. I am married to a third generation beef farmer here in Denmark, so I've been around the traps for a long time. I'm the child of hardworking volunteer school teacher parents. And at the moment I work on our family farm. We've got our own family business and do lots of community work around Denmark in various areas. The volunteer work that I do in town is I'm a committee member of the Denmark Running Club. I've been coaching there at the running club. It previously was the Denmark Little Athletics Club for the past 15 years. I have been the treasurer of the William Bay Fire Brigade up until last year when I decided that wasn't quite busy enough for me, so I moved over to St John's Ambulance. So I've been doing that for the last 12 months and really enjoying that. I do all the line marking down at McLean Park for all the different sporting clubs, so whenever they need their ovals marked for their games, I get down there with the line marker and push that around, so you might see me down there on the oval. I'm a board member of the Denmark Agriculture School, so I've been doing that for the last 12 months and really enjoying getting an insight into how that school works in Denmark. You sort of get a different perspective over there. And I'm also the community member for the Strategic Planning Committee at the Denmark Shire, so that's also been very interesting. I think my parents were good volunteers and really good role models and life members of clubs that they were in, and I saw how important volunteering was if we wanted to have opportunities in our small country towns. So I really saw the importance of volunteering early on, or things don't happen. And yeah, so that's really why. When I first moved to Denmark, I didn't know anyone, and I was taken down to the breastfeeding mothers, which I don't think we have anymore, but they were a really strong group of women, and I really benefited from being in a community group, and that's what really made me realise in a small country town how important it is to belong to one of those groups for your support and everything like that. So that was really my first foray into volunteering, and I sort of took it from there. A lot of people will say you get out of it more than you give. Sometimes that is not the case. Sometimes you don't get anything out of volunteering, but in the big picture, if we don't have volunteers in our town helping out with so many different things in our community, I just see things don't happen, and we don't have a vibrant community. I just can see that kids won't be able to play sport. It'll be rich kids playing sport because we just can't afford to pay for all those volunteers. So it's a community service, and it has to be done. It's something we have to do. In saying that, you do get a lot out of it, but not all the time. It's really hard work, and the volunteers in Denmark do suffer from burnout because they're doing such a lot, and we would actually really benefit from having more people volunteering. The volunteers in Denmark are just doing an incredible job. There's always something in a club that you can do. You don't have to be on the committee and be the public speaker. I don't enjoy doing public speaking, but you can just say, hey, can I grab the keys? I'll give the club rooms a clean tomorrow. Or how about I grab those boxer jumpers and go and wash them after the game? It's the small things. Just start really small, and I bet your bottom dollar you'll find you'll enjoy it and become more involved. And the best thing is you make a lot of friends along the way. My favourite volunteer moments are when we've got to take groups of kids away on athletics camps and for two or three nights, and they've competed against other country towns, and just the enjoyment that those children have and the opportunities that we as volunteers have given them is just priceless, and that's what I've enjoyed the most. If I wasn't volunteering, I actually live out of town on a farm, which can be quite socially isolating. I've only got cows to talk to. I think if I wasn't volunteering, I'd be quite bored and lonely.
This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.